From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A powerful earthquake has rocked the Caribbean nation of Haiti, and there are now reports of destroyed buildings and casualties. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
The magnitude 7 quake is considered large by geological standards and struck only about 10 miles from the capital city of Port-au-Prince. It was a shallow quake, about 6 miles deep. Thomas Jordan, head of the Southern California Earthquake Center, says it started along a fault that lies between two giant tectonic plates, the Caribbean and North American plates.
The more active part of that particular island is to the north, but there is a fault running along the south side, which is evidently the fault on which this earthquake occurred.
Associated Press accounts say there are casualties. Earthquake experts say quakes in places like Haiti are often more devastating because of the fragility of many buildings in poorer countries. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
President Obama said tonight the U.S. stands ready to help the people of Haiti. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's in Hawaii, said the U.S. will provide both military and civilian disaster assistance. More than 24 suspected insurgents were taken into custody in Iraq today. Officials say a huge stockpile of explosives was also seized as part of the raid. The operation, which took place in Baghdad, comes amid growing concerns about possible insurgent activity ahead of planned elections in March. The nationwide parliamentary elections are being seen as a test of whether Iraqis can elect a government capable of overcoming deep ethnic and sectarian rivalries. Securities and Exchange Commission has filed a new lawsuit against Bank of America. The SEC says the bank failed to disclose several billion dollars in Merrill Lynch losses before the two companies merged. Greg Calder of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports.
The SEC says that Bank of America knew about $4.5 billion in Merrill Lynch losses in October of 2008 and billions more the following month, but did not tell shareholders until they approved the merger. Bank of America spokesman Bob Stickler says the lawsuit has no merit.
Merrill Lynch had 5 straight quarters of multi-billion dollar losses, and then in the fourth quarter, the losses known to the company before the shareholder meeting were in line with that history.
The SEC wanted to amend another lawsuit to include these latest charges, but a federal judge rejected that request. In that other case, the SEC accuses Bank of America of hiding from shareholders several billion dollars in bonuses it approved for Merrill Lynch employees. That case is scheduled to go to trial in March. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.
Struggling automaker Chrysler says it's holding discussions with the United Auto Workers Union about the future of the company's Sterling Heights, Michigan plant. The plant, which makes Chrysler's Sebring and Dodge Avenger sedans, was to have closed at the end of this year, but has since been given a reprieve. The plant currently employs around 1,200 workers. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 36 points. The Nasdaq closed down 30 points. This is NPR. Some Democratic Party officials are saying that President Obama is indicating he would be willing to support a national clearinghouse to buy health insurance. They say the president would also be willing to back an end to the antitrust exemption insurance companies have enjoyed for decades. That would mean Mr. Obama may be prepared to side with House Democrats over their Senate counterparts on issues that have been deemed critical to coming up with a health care overhaul plan. House Democrats have been pressing for an alternative to a government-run insurance option, which appears to be dead in a merged health care bill. Police in Mexico have captured one of the most wanted drug traffickers in that country. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Teodoro Garcia Cimental, known as El Teo, was the former top hitman for the Tijuana cartel. Early this morning, dozens of Mexican police and soldiers stormed an upscale neighborhood in the city of La Paz in Baja California and arrested Garcia Cimental. El Teo had recently split from the Tijuana cartel and, according to Mexican officials, was running his own drug smuggling operation. El Teo had a reputation for being one of the most violent enforcers in Mexico. He oversaw El Pozolero, the soup maker who confessed to dissolving 300 bodies in vats of acid. The arrest of El Teo comes on the heels of the Mexican government killing the head of the rival Beltran Leyva cartel and capturing his brother. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Chemical spill believed to involve the powerful explosive PETN shut down a North Carolina port today. According to the mayor of the coastal town of Moorhead City, a forklift operator accidentally punctured at least one container filled with the explosive. It's not clear where the shipment originated from or where it was going, though officials say there appeared to be no concerns about possible terrorism. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.